Cook keeps us out of trouble. Let's say if the block is not finished to the T, Cook understands that he just got to just give a little bit more scoot to get away. He might not look like he's moving as fast as he's moving, but he's moving extremely fast. And I mean extremely fast. He is just very elusively fast that you're just like, oh, he really is moving that fast. His feet start going, da-da-da-da-da-da. And all of a sudden, you see him separate from a defender. You're like, wow, the separation and speed is there. And then he just drifts away.
Deion Dawkins. What was Dawkins on? He was on NFL Films. He's everywhere.
Yes. Yes, he is.
He is on a quest, I believe, to become the most famous offensive lineman in the NFL. The new Jason Kelce. He's on Cowherd.
Yeah.
Like, regularly. He's on Good Morning America. He's at the X Games. He just likes to hang out.
He does like to chill.
And he's now backed it up with, you know, I don't want to say now, like he was a bad player at any point in time, but he's now, I think, widely considered one of the best left tackles in football. And maybe before he was more like,
Middle of the road. Yes, he's good.
But now he's one of the best. And there he's talking about James Cook, who, you know, got a couple of tweets and texts about how good James Cook is all-time Bills running back list. They've had a lot of good running backs. One thing I am realizing looking at this list, good morning, it's Jeremy and Joe. Looks like it's a nice day out-ish. I don't know. Supposed to rain today?
Yeah,
I didn't think
bit.
It was supposed to, but Cook is not a bell cow like a lot of these other guys are. Almost every running back that we mentioned, whether that is Thurman or, of course, OJ, Cookie Gilchrist, Joe Cribbs, Travis Henry, LeSean McCoy, Fred Jackson, McGahee, Marshawn Lynch, all those guys are bell cows. And Cook, like, this is part of the contract discussion with him, is he's just not on the field all the time. He plays less than half the snaps. He is more a part of a committee than he is the guy, which is why I think there is a hesitation from many, including maybe the Bills, from just paying him the same way that, I mean, didn't every guy on this list? No, I guess not every. Lynch didn't get paid by the Bills. McGahee didn't get paid by the Bills, but he just wanted out, right? Who else? Travis Henry didn't make it to a second contract. I guess maybe that's more common looking back through Bills history, but there is a difference there. Of those guys did not come off the field.
That's right.
The way Cook does.
Travis Henry never came off the field.
Not that I remember. I don't think McGahee ever came off the field, did he?
Not much.
Unless those two overlap for a year?
Maybe a year.
So maybe if there was overlap there. 04 is the start for McGahee because he's drafted in 2003.
Yep.
And Travis Henry's last year for the Bills was in 2004. So they had one year
of crossover.
1 year of crossover. So for that year, they couldn't both be on the field all the time. And that's kind of like, you know, Lynch was the same thing. Lynch was overlap with Fred Jackson and then even with Spiller a little bit. So, sure, he would have had a season where he came off the field. Cook's coming off the field. I think Ty Johnson's a good player. I think Ray Davis is a good player. That's not why Cook's coming off the field, though, right? Like, those guys are not so good. It's undeniable. You can't take them off. It is, they're out there because Cook can't do certain things. And they can do them. But it's not Ty Johnson's just having, you know, a five-game stretch where it's undeniable. He's, like, amazing, and you got to put him out there on the field the same way, you know, some of these other guys overlap.
I do think there's more of that with Ty Johnson than Ray Davis, and maybe that changes here. Maybe Ray Davis forces your hand for him to be on the field a little bit more. I thought when Ty Johnson was on the field last year, he was a big play threat in the pass game.
Yeah. Yeah. The Lions game was a game. It's one of the best running back receiving games I've ever seen a Bill have.
Yeah.
Over 100 yards.
Down the field.
Big plays, multiple times. It wasn't just like the one, you know, he wasn't one for 89 and a touchdown. Like, he caught like six balls in that game, give or take. And he was a threat. He was a real threat. So, you know, he does have a skill set that Cook does not have, which I think it's the pass blocking. And that allows him to be out there when he's cutting
on third down
catching the football. But that's a big reason why I think right now I would not bet that Cook is going to get a big contract like a lot of these other guys did. Just don't think it's coming.
Yeah, I do think, though, he probably is, and I know Josh mentioned us that Bill Barnwell came out with a list of, like, the top playmakers, offensive group playmakers in the league. I would probably argue he's the best playmaker on their offense.
In terms of when he's got the ball in his hands,
it's him
who's
and Shakir.
Making something happen?
It's him and Shakir.
I would give that to Shakir.
You would give it to Shakir over Cook.
I would give that to Shakir over Cook, personally. But Cook might be the next guy. I'm not counting Josh for this.
No, you're not counting Josh. Skilled position, like playmakers.
All right.
I think I still have Cook over Shakir. It's close, though.
Yeah.
It's close.
I still wonder, I don't know how good he really is.
James
I think
Cook?
It's a good question. Because the league thinks he's good. The league thinks he's a top 100 player and top 10 in his position.
Isn't that the most important thing, though, is how the league perceives him? Is it more important for how they view him or how the Bills view him?
It's a good question.
And how much different are those two?
Well, if the Bills, it depends what the Bills really want here. Do they want an extension? And do they want?
I'm sure the Bills would like an extension
at a reasonable price.
Sure.
Like, would they be offering $10 million right now? Would they really like the idea of him coming back to the Bills on a long-term deal where, you know, it really shakes out for him getting like $10 million a year?
You know, I wonder if they view him almost the same way they viewed Gabe.
That's because, you see, that to me is you're not really prioritizing bringing the guy back. You might have a price.
You have a number in mind.
Yeah.
But you know he's probably going to get overpaid.
And that was proven true, though, by Gabe, that he had interest. He had a market.
He had a market
around the league, and he had a team that was from his hometown also, or nearby, that was willing to give him that payday. So that was tough to compete with. $13 million for a receiver like Gabe Davis.
Right.
I wonder what Cook will find if he makes it to the open market. Will he definitely find a team? Say he has a season similar to what he just had last year, but he doesn't have 16 touchdowns. Maybe he has 10. So still a really good year. 1,000 yards, 10 touchdowns. Is he going to have a team out there that is willing to give him $15, $16 million a year? Or is the league going to do what the Bills are doing, which is you're really good, but I need another running back if you're my guy because you're only playing 47% of the snaps, and I wonder how much damage it would do for his reputation on the marketplace. Not for you know, these lists or whatever, but on the marketplace. For the other thing is, you're not on the field for my most important plays of the season.
But does a team look at him and say, we want to play you more?
And
we think you have more.
And for that, you've got to get better at protecting the quarterback?
Because,
or would a team just say, I don't even care about that, you know?
I'm trying to think of who's a team that would do this? Who is a team that would pay him $15 million?
The Jets. But they have a running back.
They have running backs.
And they have to pay Hall, so they wouldn't do that. Who's a team? I mean, the Bears come up a lot because Ben Johnson's there now, and do they want to do their... Does he want to recreate Gibbs and Montgomery in the Chicago backfield? And he could, like, Cook for, like, the Gibbs role, kind of. If it's not Chicago, you know, who's a team that often you see this? The Raiders just drafted Genty. You need a team like that. You need an old-school mentality. Denver is not – Denver's not bad.
They might say, we got a young player, a quarterback, and this is our time to spend.
And they have a coach that's very good at getting running backs involved in the pass game, and that was what he did with Kamara for years, and before that, Reggie Bush. So, yeah, the Broncos make some sense, for sure. Rookie quarterback contract for Bo Nix.
Tennessee.
Yeah. So you would expect he would find $15 million a year.
I think there will be a team willing to do it.
Somebody would do it.
I think somebody would. So, like,
I think that then means you.
Here's
think
my question:
this is James Cook's last year with the Bills.
I think so. And let me ask you this question: how much more valuable? How much more money is Jahmyr Gibbs worth
than Cook? I see. This is where I love Gibbs, and I would pay him
what he wanted. Which would probably is probably gonna be 17-18, right?
That's right. This is where I would probably never be the GM that would actually ever end up signing the running back, because I would say, oh, I don't want to give Cook 15, but I think I'd be really tempted to give Gibbs 15, but Gibbs isn't getting 15. Gibbs is getting 19.
I think there's a really good chance that James Cook is gone and one of Breece Hall and or Travis Etienne is your fast running back next year.
I think those are two very different. I think Etienne might be a little bit cooked.
Yeah.
Whereas Hall, I want to bet is he's the guy.
Aren't they the same age?
Well,
maybe not same age, same draft year. One draft year apart.
No, one draft apart. I think okay. Etienne was a year early. The difference between like a Breece Hall and a James Cook right now is Cook has the production with a little bit of a limited skill set, whereas Hall, I feel like, has got all the tools in the tool bag.
Yeah.
For a running back. He
just plays for the Jets.
He's built. He is fast. He is electric. I mean, he's made, even
he's
when
killed
injured,
the Bills.
Right, when injured,
killed.
He's made big plays against the Bills.
Killed the Bills.
He's got, like, game-breaking, best running back in the league potential.
And
I think Cook could be one of the best running backs in football, but I would stop short of ever considering James Cook as capable of being, oh, he's the like he is the best running back in the NFL. And that's fine, by the way.
Aren't the Jets going to do pretty much
the best running back in the NFL?
Aren't the Jets going to pretty much do whatever it takes to make sure he's not like they're going to treat him like James Cook. So they got Allen, they've got Braylon Allen who they like a lot, and they have another running back too, I think.
Yeah, Braylon Allen and Isaiah Davis.
Yes, Isaiah Davis, two. Yes.
Yeah. So,
and they're going to go committee. 100% they are.
Like, that is one where I don't know what the Jets' plans are for Breece Hall.
And I'll say this, is their previous coach took pot shots at him in the media, and then their new coach was kind of like, yeah, you know, like, he's good, but...
Hall?
Yeah. But we're going to have a committee.
Yeah, he's somebody, I think, with greater ability than they're giving credit for.
Probably.
803-0550 is the phone number. Dennis in Williamsville. Josh, you want to pop him up for me? Dennis in Williamsville's first up. What's up?
Hey, guys. I think one of the things that you have to remember with this conversation is, you know, he's been given opportunities to play on third down. And when he's out there and he's tasked with pass blocking, he gets absolutely steamrolled. And that is a huge reason why he plays 46% of the snaps, I think, or 48, whatever. Mm-hmm. I know it's something like that. You know, I mean, those guys that get paid top dollar, it's not like, you know, he's carrying the ball for that skill set. He's scoring touchdowns for that skill set. But that skill set is part of why these guys do get paid. They have to be able to perform all the aspects of their position. You know, and James Cook can be a good pass-catching back, but he's proven that he will drop the ball a lot. So even if he's on the field on third down and he's used to be a pass catcher, he's shown a lot of drops in his career, and he literally can't pass block. So, I don't know, to pay him as a top five running back or something in the league, I think he's given the opportunity. I know he says he wants to play more, but he's been given some of that opportunity, and he has never really shown that he could do it. So that's my take on paying him. I don't think he's worth it. I think he's a good player. He's actually very dynamic for the skill set that he does have. I just think you can't rely on him all the time, and that's the problem.
Yeah. Thanks, Dennis, for the call. The one area I will defend him on is you mentioned like he's proven that he will drop the ball. He had the one season
2 years
ago. He's only had 3 years, but yeah, 2 years ago,
he had a couple of bad drops.
It was one of the worst drops seasons anyone's ever had by like expected points lost or whatever. Because where they were.
Yes,
he had a lot of drops
that were
and
would be touchdowns.
They were walk-in touchdowns.
Yeah.
That he would have had. So he did do that, and he also added four fumbles along with those drops 2 years ago, but you do have to give him credit. I don't think he really came a long way in pass blocking. Maybe he got marginally better at that last year. But I feel like he got substantially better at preventing the negative plays. 2 years ago, he had 6 drops and 4 fumbles. It's like 10 real true negative plays. And last year, 2 drops, 1 fumble. 10-3 yeah. on drops plus fumbles. Like, that's a good job. That's a good job.
That's a big change year to year. I'll say I think his problems pass blocking are a little overblown.
Mm-hmm.
I don't recall.
It's more just there's another guy on the team that's really good at
yeah.
it, and that's more of it.
From Dennis's perspective, talking about him being like really bad at it, I don't really have any examples I can think of him getting blown up.
Well, that's in part because they don't really have him out there
True.
Very often in those situations, right?
Yeah, I just
like
but
the
I,
Bills
I don't
appear. It's one of two things: the Bills either don't appear to trust him in those situations, or
I just think
maybe
that
they do and they think
Ty Johnson just
it's not worth it.
One of his strengths, Ty Johnson.
And if Cook is already a smaller back that you're trying to maybe limit the wear and tear on,
yep.
and this guy over here is like great at it,
yep.
I don't think that's a total defense of why they don't ask him to do it,
Agreed.
But it could be a reason why it's 48% and not 60.
Yes, I'm not here to tell you that I think he's like a good pass blocker on third down, James Cook, but I also think that probably gets overplayed a little bit. It's a little dramatic, I think, to say that like you know he's out there and he gets blown up and he. You can't function as an offense when he's out there in third down. I don't think that's true.
Does it matter, though, I guess, for this, even like what the reason is why he plays less than half the snaps? Because are we all in agreement that's the biggest reason why they wouldn't pay him? Like, for me, it's different. For me, it's just I would not want to pay a running back like that. On a team like this with a giant quarterback contract, like I would want to save that money and use it on something else.
Let me ask you this, though.
I don't think that's why the Bills wouldn't do it. I think the Bills or you know any other team might be hesitant. For them, it would be more about what role are you really playing for me? If it's not a full-time bell cow role, are you really worth the money that guys like Derrick Henry are getting?
I think the question that everyone has to ask themselves about whether they're going to pay James Cook or not is if they don't and he walks in free agency, what are they going to need to do? Spend a first or a second and mm-hmm. or go spend money on a good running back. Because you're not going to be the team that doesn't have a good running back when you are one of the best offenses in the league. Because what have all the best offenses in the league done? Kind of went out and paid a running back.
Yeah.
Or have multiple running backs. Like Detroit, they spent not a ton of money on Montgomery, but a decent amount, and then followed up in the same year drafting Jahmyr Gibbs in the first round. The Eagles, they were a good team with a good offense that decided the last missing piece was an elite running back. San mm-hmm. Francisco, their last missing piece was an elite running back.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not going to be the team with Josh Allen and be one of the best scoring offenses in the league over the last 4 seasons, get rid of your best running back and say, well, we're going to go with Ty Johnson and Ray Davis, and then we'll draft the guy in the 5th round and we'll see how it goes. I don't think that's because you know what you're going to do the next year in 2027?
Mm-hmm.
We're drafting one in the 1st round or we're going to go pay somebody. So the question is, are you going to have a better option to pay or go? Are you going to get a better deal on James Cook at $14 million mm-hmm. than you would on a first-round running back in 2026? Or
yeah,
Breece Hall at $10 million, $9
million. Jonathan Taylor might be available in a year. Like that is a bigger idea, right? That is not only—
So you're going to get an older running back.
And older by a little bit,
and
yeah.
gets injured more, misses more games.
Aren't you getting better, though?
Maybe.
This, again, is part of how good is... Taylor, by the way, is 1 year older than Cook. But, as you point out, much more.
Way more miles.
More miles.
That's also got to be a part of your conversation with James Cook. Limited miles.
Mm-hmm.
You're buying a used car?
Going
you're
back to college.
With, you're going to go and overspend on a vehicle that's got 100,000 miles or one that's got 30.
Right. And if you go back to college, it was hardly, you know... You bought the car from an older woman who
took the car to church. A Florida car.
Yeah, that's basically
literally.
What
you got a Florida car.
Right. When he showed up, he had barely any mileage on the. It wasn't. What would Derrick Henry have at Alabama? Like
the
2,000 carries.
Yeah.
At Alabama, Cook had like nothing.
He had like 400 carries in college and had like 300 in high school.
This is where though. if you're bringing up the mileage conversation even, well, now he's starting to build some up and he's on a smaller frame. So it's, do I want to quit while I'm ahead? And this is where you say, let him go somewhere else for big money. I'm not going to do the Jonathan Taylor idea. I'm not going to do the Breece Hall idea, but I'm going to draft a guy who's fresh and new and young and cheap. And I'm going to pair him with Ray Davis and Ty Johnson. What am I going to be on offense? I'm probably going to be great. Probably going to be awesome. And I could use that money on, you know, my defensive end when Joey Bosa's gone in a year.
More defensive ends? Okay.
Well, of course, right?
Sure. Sure. More defensive.
It's inevitable.
Yes. More defensive.
It's inevitable.
Ends.
Every year they're gonna sign
more,
a new defensive.
More.
End. Yeah. If Bosa doesn't work out. 803-0550 is the phone number. Joe Marino wrote in on our question on Twitter about where Cook should rank all time in Bills history at the position. A lot of these guys only have like three seasons, so he's kind of already there for that. And Joe said definitely better than Spiller. I'm convinced that wasn't actually C.J. Spiller that season. He was possessed. It was a Brady Anderson type year. It was a very different season than he had at any other point
of his career.
Possessed is a good way to
to
frame what Spiller was for that 1 year. He was possessed the whole year long. 803-0550 is the phone number. If you've got a thought on that, we got a Saints guest coming up at 8 o'clock. The Blue Jays, by the way, are
heater.
Like a wagon.
On a heater.
Hour and a half north, 2 hours north, on a 8-9 game win streak after coming back to beat the White Sox yesterday. So that's been a very good story in the sports world too. Time out here. It's Jeremy and Joe. Nate's in for Jeremy today, and this is WGR.